Hello and welcome to this week's Irish Wolves podcast. My name is Tony Lawler and I'd like to wish you all a happy new year to start off. And what a way for the new year to begin with a fantastic result at Old Trafford on Monday. 42 years waiting for that to happen. So today, Gary Cotter, Mick McQuillan and myself, tired and a bit emotional after our trip over and back, we'll discuss the day and all that happened to us on our adventure to Old Trafford. Hope you enjoy it. Gary, a good evening to you.
Yes, a good evening is right.
Did you get home okay? Yeah.
Yeah, we got home. Yeah, not as quick as you now. We had, our flight was...
5 to 12, isn't it?
Yeah, 5 to 12, yeah. So, I mean, we couldn't believe it. We went to the airport fine and early because of problems we'd had the last two times in Manchester Airport, and we sailed through as a result. You know, we had a good while to spend in the airport, but yeah, that was better than what happened the last two times anyway, where you're in security and sweating that you're going to make the flight or not.
Yeah, but speaking of traveling, you yesterday morning you left what, Shannon, to Manchester?
Yeah, we got the 20 to 7 out of Shannon to Manchester, and that all went on time, so we were in Manchester fine and early, and we went straight to the hotel and just to see what the situation might be, and we were lucky to get an early check-in.
Yeah, well, you know, we came the scenic route through Liverpool, so, but I mean, 20 past 7 flight, left a bit early. We were in well before 8 o'clock, and we came out, Mick, we were probably saying to yesterday, the two lads we met, they were on the plane drinking duty free, and two United supporters, and we were got off the plane then, and they were Ronaldo, Ronaldo, Ronaldo. Every time they came near us, they kept mentioning, saying Ronaldo, you know. And they came out of the airport then, they didn't know where the fuck they were going, like, you know, they were asking us, like, so I don't know what. Nah, we came out, we were looking for buses and there didn't seem to be anything. We just hopped in a taxi into Liverpool Parkway. Then it's an hour or a half eight, 25 to 9 train from Parkway into Manchester. We were in, actually, we were in Witherspoons. We had our breakfast together.
Yeah.
And you came in. And but it was great, great old atmosphere. I mean, in Witherspoons, but I didn't think elsewhere the atmosphere was great. But like, as I say, we met a couple of, as we always seem to meet a couple of queer individuals, you know, when we're having a pint.
Yeah. Well, that's, I think Witherspoons attracts that kind of type of clientele. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think that the guy, as Mick, very good at putting people in their place. You know, the guy from Stoke-on-Trent who came up, he was a United supporter, and you know, he was looking for a ticket. You know, and Mick says, "Jesus, it's bad enough being from Stoke-on-Trent, but being a United supporter as well." Yeah. So that guy, they got rid of him. But, just the other lad that came up then, was he begging or was he looking for money or what? The lads decided to.
He was, you know, saying that he'd injured his back and stuff like this, and so we just, yeah, one of the stewards came over and said, "Is he annoying you?" And we said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
So he was probably whipped out. Yeah, so
yeah,
it was an interesting start to the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, we probably should have asked him to get Mick out of the place as well.
I'm only joining here. What's that? What are you
doing? I'm talking about your man that the lads in the Witherspoons removed from the premises because he was annoying us. I said, well, Mick, you were annoying us as well. He got rid of you.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just filling in, Gary, I was asking about his travel over, and I was telling him about ours. We were fairly streamlined, you know, but yeah. So I suppose, like, looking at the build-up to the game, we had the breakfast and spoons, then we checked in and we met the lads then in, what was the fourth place, the Northern Monk, was it?
The Northern Monk, yeah. Yeah, the Northern Monk Refectory. So the one thing about that place was, you know, we had loads of space and we had the, you know, a lot of the place to ourselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, there wasn't concern around crowds and things like that.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. From that point of view, it was good and relaxing. Like, you know, it's great to see the boys again, Tom and Steve and Jaffa and Tim.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. I'm sure the lads didn't have COVID on their mind when they were picking these places. But yeah, I suppose it is one something you think of. Like, I mean, the high ceilings, and you know, there's plenty of room for us to like the fort that Northern Monk. God, I think we were the only ones in it for a lot of the time we were there.
Fairness, it was early in the day.
it was the afternoon.
I think it's more to do with the fact it could be 7 or 8 quid a fucking pint or a bottle or whatever shite they were drinking.
Possibly a bit of that too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. Well, just...
But say it was. We met them at midday, and like we had 3 pints at that stage. You know what I mean?
Speak for yourself. We only had two.
Yeah.
listen. They brought up good old days about the COVID. You know, plenty of space.
Yeah.
A few of the lads picked up on that video at the match, and they said, "Well, fair play to you, Mick. You're the only one with a fecking mask on you there."
Well, Mick. During
the celebrations.
I tell you, yeah. The only thing is, though, Mick, they won't be using that video as a fucking public service broadcast. I mean, the fucking thing was under your chin, like, you know. The idea of wearing the mask is supposed to cover your face.
But there was nobody else without a mask anywhere.
No. Yeah, so the other two places, what was that? Jeez, the Idle Hands and the Port Street Beer House was another place. So they were all fairly... I mean, there wasn't... I don't know. I mean, it's 2 years. The last game we had at Manchester... And it was at that one, but I didn't think there was as much of an atmosphere. Maybe it's just the places we were in. But before the game, I didn't really come across that many United supporters. Did you get that?
You do know, Tony, that very few people in Manchester support United. They're all up around London and everywhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's the reason. But I thought the pub were in last night. The
Pen and Pencil.
Pen and pencil. I thought was the best of a lot of them. You know, it was at least he's decent drinking it. You know, but it was again, there was plenty of room in it. And that which was good. You know.
I'll use my old joke again. When we got to the Pen and Pencil, the writing was on the wall last night. Wasn't it?
I know. Yeah.
But sorry, Gary, you were going to say something.
Yeah, on both our flights, the one from Shannon to Manchester and then from Manchester back to Dublin today was, vast majority of the people on both flights were. With Man United, you know, going to see Man United.
Yeah.
On the one out from Shannon, a lot of younger parents with small kids, and you know, like someone suggested, probably Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Trip to see Man United type of thing.
Certainly.
Yeah. So there was a lot of Man United supporters on both flights.
Yeah, but certainly the air flights over and back this morning. I mean, what would you say? Would you say quarter full, Mick? A third, maybe.
Don't touch it, yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I was in the route end this morning, and I'd say when I got up to get off, I said there was probably about 10 people, 12 people in front of me getting off, you know. So, yeah. It wasn't them, but which was great.
Our Shannon one was, I'd say, half to two thirds full, but the one today was pretty full. Back to Dublin.
Yeah. Like, we had a fair, like, we were up at what, before 5 this morning now, and you know, Mick was saying we had an early night last night at about 11:30, but we were up at 4, like we left, we walked to Victoria, got a train at 6. We were in Liverpool just Parkway just after 7. Got to the, I mean, for coming out, like Mick was saying doom and gloom about Manchester and all that, but geez, we arrived, we were in Liverpool airport at 7:45 and we were sitting at the boarding gate at 5 past, you know, through security and everything.
Yeah.
So it's definitely it's something I would have never considered before as an option for travelling over, but Liverpool definitely, it's a real option. I know you'll need the time for the train, getting the train, but for well worth thinking of in future, you know.
Yeah,
we'll do that too. So, just I suppose on the old match itself, I know we were talking a bit there the weekend about having the 2 week break and from the COVID issues with the squad, and whether it was going to be a good or bad thing, but. What do we think? Certainly seemed to work for the first half for us anyway.
Yeah, I was genuinely concerned that because there'd been a few examples of teams coming back from had 2 weeks off and they, you know, were a bit leggy and didn't seem to have energy and that. But which is kind of a total contradiction, you would think. And it was just a concern around, like, you know, was it the effects of COVID or what? But there, certainly there was nothing, no sign whatsoever of that with Wolves yesterday. I thought it was wonderful performance. Like,
I watched the highlights this morning, and I was in the kitchen there an hour ago, and I flicked on, and they were showing the whole game again on Sky. But like, I mean, so like we talked about the first half. Look, like, I thought we just, you know, I actually said it at half time. I think that Jesus is, you know, that's probably the best display by any team, you know, best 45 minutes by any team at Old Trafford this season. You know, I thought we just, I'm watching it again. I mean, 15 shots. Like, what was your impression of on the first half?
I tell you what, I didn't realise, like you, Tony, I just watched the whole match there again, you know. But it was 71 minutes before Man United had a corner, and we had eight.
Yeah.
You know, and look, it wasn't a statistic. I was looking at last night, but when you looked at it, but look, I've been saying for a fairly long time now, that is a quality team we have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just, you know, people are starting to sink home with the fella. They're a big game team too as well. And we lads out in that pitch last night, they show up. Doesn't matter, you know, there's 60 or 70,000 there. They show up.
Yeah.
And the quality in them, there's some fantastic quality. I was delighted for the young lad coming on. Because he was only on the pitch. It was his involvement that was involved in released the pass to Neves that set up Traore
for the cross. Yeah.
And I looked at some negativity. Like, that lad is only 19, but even when he came on, there was even Wolves fans today giving out about Jimenez. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's just, they need to look at the whole team and the whole performance there. Well, you'll have your ups and your downs.
Yeah.
I
thought looking at the, watching it again and even in the highlights, I mean, Jimenez probably had three or four chances in the game. But like, I mean, it was the only expression I could see in his face was frustration, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you know, I'm sure he himself thought, you know, after a few games, he got into form, he scored a couple of goals, he had a great partnership with Wang for a few games there. They were getting goals between them. And like, Wang is gone. Jimenez, he's getting the chances, but he's just not getting the chance to, you know, put one away. And I think it's only a matter, like, a lot of people are thinking the head injury, and I think he's probably over it at this stage, you know. What don't know what you think, Gary?
I would agree with that. Just one thing I was looking at to me. In the last 10 minutes before he was taken off yesterday, he started getting the better positions, but he was getting very close to getting at the end of two or three things, you know what I mean? And that maybe was a sign United were touring.
Yeah.
And that. But look, I don't believe that they should be slating players, you know, in games and looking for negatives, but that's a fantastic side we had. Gary asked a question there yesterday. He asked me a question, and you know, did I think United were the better? Wolves were the better side than United? And I said I did. The only department would be that they had a bit of firepower, which we didn't have. But I said, it is a quality side. I think that was borne out yesterday how good some of them players are in that pitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For us. And with a little bit of, if he can get the one or two players that he's looking for to give us a bit of firepower, you know, I would have no problem. I think we've definitely have a fantastic chance of in Europe, and it is an outside chance of nicking that fourth spot.
Yeah, I know you keep saying that, Nick, until it's mathematically impossible, you'll keep saying it. But
season's going.
Yeah, I think it's goal scoring is probably our biggest problem at the moment. But like, I mean, as I say, the ratio of goals to points, like we've just said last night on the way back after the game, that, you know, we've 2 points for every goal we've scored this season. Sorry, Gary, what were your thoughts on it overall?
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with anyone slating Jimenez, but like, I would have said that of all the players on the pitch yesterday, there's a bit of concern around his form. You know, he's just off form, and you know, you can't be punished every time you're off form. But I don't know. I think I think he's over his injury, but I do think that code red program has had an effect. I genuinely think it has affected him.
Yeah.
And so I of all the players yesterday, I thought he was, say, looked the least productive, if you like. I mean, yeah. I thought everybody played really well. And Mick was spot on there. Fabio was brilliant when he came on. And I was delighted in that respect for him, you know, and hopefully, I think he'd be great now if he got a run on in the Cup on the weekend.
Yeah. I think like himself and like we, I think we've been like Bruno. I think got it spot on because in previous games lately, we've all been saying like you know we've all been questioning his use of subs, and I mean Traore and Silva coming on, they breathe. I mean I was looking at it again. It's great when you're watching it and there's a clock up in the corner and like from about the 60th to the 70th minute, United were on top, up until about 72, 73 minutes, and then when we started making the substitutions. We were back on the front foot again. And, you know, it's something people have been saying, I'm not questioning Bruno really, but, you know, it's something we've been saying that we should have been doing earlier with making the subs. So I think, you know, it seemed to work very well yesterday. And it as I say, it put us back. We had three or four chances again in the last 10 minutes. So, I mean, it's very unlike us because you're saying, right, once we go backs to the wall, it wasn't even backs to the wall, but once you start kind of having to do a bit of defending, we normally keep going that way. But yesterday was totally different. And I actually thought, I don't know, what do you think of Trincão? I was amazed. I thought he had a very good game yesterday.
Well, I don't think you could really father. He had a good game. The whole lot of them had a good game.
Yes.
And that's his type of game. He likes the movement. But I just thought that what he actually done, you're going back to what you're saying about Bruno. But I thought, you know, with 60-odd minutes gone, he decided then to have a go to win the game.
Mm.
And we started to take chances. He brought Traore on. We got a bit open there for a while.
Yeah.
They were coming at us. But we then, the lads were on the pitch long enough to pick up the baton again and go again. And I thought that it showed a good intent from him that he had put aside out to go win it. And I think that it left a little bit more vulnerable, but I tell you, Woody, that was lads at the back. They're superb, the three lads at the back. You know, they're fantastic watching them, you know.
Yeah, so are we going to...
We're halfway through the season and we haven't conceded a goal from a corner. Imagine that.
No, yeah.
Talking about a Wolves defence, you know.
Yeah, yeah, which makes a change for us, yeah. But, yeah, Gary, who were your... I mean, Moutinho, Neves... Pedence, I thought, had a great game. Who were your players yesterday that stood out for you?
Yeah, I thought Pedence all the time was a threat. It's hard to rule out any of the back three because they're at some stage we're kind of almost expecting them to be excellent at this point. Do you know what I mean? And we shouldn't underestimate them. Like they're doing a great job. But I thought, really pleased with Semedo and Marcel as well.
Yeah.
You know, but Pedence, overall, I would have said Pedence are always a threat, always tricky, always a thorn in their side. You know, I thought it was good.
Yeah, and I am amazed. I thought, overall, that the full back, I think it's probably the most attacking, I think, that Semedo and Marcel have been. Like, even in the last 10 minutes, Marcel got up a couple of times. He got one cross in, and he actually was just short, I think, a ball that Traore gave to him in the last couple of minutes. It was just too far ahead of him. But how do you think the loss now of size to the African nations is going to affect, and how are we going to counter that, Mick?
I think he'd bring the young lad in there. McNeary. But as we were saying, we're discussing there yesterday, was like, okay, there's a game next week, but it's a cup match, and then there's two. We have two league matches, and basically, that could be the only two games he'll miss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it will be a major loss. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But I think that it gives the opportunity to either put the or the young fella in, or maybe to bring in Baldy, because Baldy is not travelling to the African Nations Cups of Nations.
Is he not?
Today.
Yeah.
No, that's right. So I'm saying that, but it wouldn't be right, the fact that he hasn't been able to play. But maybe if we can get him a game the week after next and he's back in there, I don't know how bad the injury is. You know, maybe that'll start us out. But I think we do well and we'll do okay, you know.
Yeah.
Because we're fairly solid. We're fairly solid all round.
Yeah. What do you think, Gary? Since we're talking about with the defence being so solid and being ever present all season, the loss of Sice, what do you think will have a big effect?
I'd say it's going to be hard to. People never really just. You can't just parachute someone in there after the job Sice has done all season. Like I'd be surprised if we won't have a blip, you know, in some kind of a way there. You've got to, how it works out, you know, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Bolly? Will he bring Marcel in and let Nouri out on the left?
Yeah.
Or how near is Mosquera to being back? I'm not really sure. You know, is Sanderson going to come in?
Yeah.
I don't really know what's going to happen, to be honest. I wonder, will the cup game give us some hints?
Yeah, it probably will. Because, I mean, even watching Bruno when we scored yesterday, like, Jesus, you think we'd conceded. There wasn't a blip out of him. He just kind of, you know, he was watching it. The camera went to him thinking he'd be jumping up and down. And he was just standing there. Yeah, and all the staff were jumping around him. But, yeah, it'd be interesting because all the speculation has been, like, Sanderson is back. Oh, he's going to be in instead of Soyce, you know. Mosquera is nearly fit. And Ryan Giles is back. People are rearranging the fucking back five. Nearly, you know, just because of these things happening, and instead of they're just in probably for cover, because
it needs to be one change for one change. That'd be my belief always, you know, try and minimize the disruption there by all.
Yeah,
you know.
But I don't know, is Ait Nouri near back fit?
Oh, he's back at the squad, yeah. He's on the bench yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He was on the bench yesterday. So, my thing that to talk about Sanders, and he don't be brought in. He's only in there as cover. Like, he couldn't go and play for Birmingham in Division 1, struggling in the Championship and go straight in there. You know, there's no chance of that.
Yeah.
But I just think that, as you said, Gary, it'll be one for one. He's not going to make major changes, especially in the league team, you know?
Yeah. Well, I suppose if Bolly is fit, he would be the ideal man, because even though he's right-footed, you'd be thinking switch Kilman. But, like, Bolly has actually played. It's his preferred position is left side of the defence, you know. So, hopefully. But do you think, is it an injury? I know he took a long time to get over COVID last year and that, but...
It's a muscle, something to do with the muscle. It was a muscle, a problem with the muscle. That's what I heard on the back of the leg,
because Marcel, watching him yesterday... And most games he played, like he gets around the pitch a lot, you know. So I'd say to push him in there as the left sided centre back wouldn't be much of a change for him he's right for the player as well anyway. So again, you know, it'd be a good option. The only concern I'd have with him really is fitness, you know, that he'd last the two or three games without an injury. So I suppose we were talking about it there, but as I said, the cup match is coming up now on Sunday. So, what are our thoughts on that? Are we going to go with the same side, or do you think he'll try a couple of people in different positions? Gary,
go on, Gary.
Yeah, I think it's worth a bit of a switch around. One from the I know they've just had a break because of COVID, but you don't want to meddle with a winning team either, do you? Really, so it's going to be hard to say. I'd say there's the enforced one for Sace, and then the big question is whether he'll give Jimenez a rest and bring the young lad in.
Yeah.
And I don't know how far Huang is back away from coming back.
He's not for the world, Gary.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be a question again of I personally think he should persist with Pedence.
Yeah.
Because his type of game is all about sharpness and match fitness. And I think he should stay.
Yeah.
He should definitely be playing.
I thought he was kind of.
There won't be wholesale changes anyway, put it that way. I don't think.
No. But yeah, Pedence kind of, he was feeling the hamstring there, just watching it there earlier on. Before he went off there, and so maybe that might be a bit of a concern, or maybe that's why he was substituted. But I suppose it's up to Bruno to look and see what condition the players are in and whether it's worth. But as you say, it's a Sunday game. We've a week to the next game, so you know he has an open hand really of either changing the team around or sticking with the one he has and putting somebody in for size and you know, as you say, Silva up front. Mick, what do you think? What do you think Bruno will go with?
Well, I think he'll go with Silva up front. He has to give the lad game time. Now, yeah. It doesn't mean, like, the lad might only last a half a game because he hasn't been playing regularly, you know, at that. But he needs to do that for the sake of the whole for the team itself. And I think, you know, he will make a change. But he certainly, Ruddy will go on goals.
Yeah.
I think that's to be said. And I'd say that he would make a change at the back that he thinks he's going to have to go with the following week. In the league match, you know, that's right. Now, he might give one or two of the Neves or Virginio a rest in the middle of the park, you know, but certainly what they call it, Potence has to play there because he hasn't played much football, this season. Yeah. If everything's okay, and you know, I think he might give one of the other lads that's gone all season. On the subs there and hasn't got played, you know. Kundal could be a fella that could be added into the middle, maybe even as a sub later on in the match, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think, you know.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good opportunity. I think to play, as you say, even if they get a 25 minute run in the second half, some of the younger lads that are there, because it's probably something that the under 23s like they've been doing okay. They've been kind of flitting between the top Premier Division and the second Premier Division in the under 23s, and you know, but there's very few of them really kind of being given the chance. So you think the cup game might be a good opportunity to use one or two of them?
Yeah, well, I think there's a great chance we could do very well in the cup, so you have to look at that. But I do think that you know, there's probably two or three of them we get a run out on Sunday. And maybe one of them could start, you know. That's the way I would say it, you know.
Yeah.
And hopefully that'll be the best for the club, I think, because we need to be able to. If someone gets injured, these lads need game time. They can't be asked to go into a game like last night without football behind them, you know.
Yeah. True. So anyway, look, you're over, Mick. You're not over, Gary, on Sunday, no.
No, not going Sunday.
No. So myself, Mick, are over with them. Did you book your test for beforehand, Mick?
I don't have to. I just walked into the chemist.
Oh, you can do it. Get done locally. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was handy, you know.
I couldn't. Yeah, I had to book it in the airport. So hopefully, it'll be all systems go. And it's a no risk game anyway, isn't it? Like, we'd like the cup run, but you know, Sheffield United. Hopefully, if we're anywhere near ourselves, we should win the game anyway. So, you reckon we'll win, Mick? I know you don't like predicting things like that. No, scores and all that.
Again, it's a tough game. There's a new manager there. Who is it? Man, that was with he was with Leeds for a while. He plays a bit of football, so I think they're doing reasonably well. It's a tough game.
Yeah.
But I would like to see us get a cup run. But if you balance it up, a chance of maybe Champions League or Europe, there's more money there for the club, you know.
Yeah.
And that has to be a realistic proposition at the minute. I don't care what anybody says, but they reckon the media, everybody tell you United and Arsenal are, you know, great chance of Champions League football, and West Ham, we're as good as any of them and better than most of them. I see that as a great target.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. So Gary, what's your thoughts to finish off on the Sunday? How do you think it'll go?
Yeah, well, I really would like us to have a good cup run.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, there's just never any guarantees, is there, with us type of thing. I mean, it you know, will they take the foot off the pedal? I'm not sure they know how to, really. They seem to play one way, and it's a pretty steady, consistent way. And I mean, I'd like to think that we'll absolutely dominate this game. It's an opportunity to get a couple of goals, but you know, it's going to be interesting to see, are we bloody capable of getting anything more than one? Look, I'm looking forward to it. I just hope, and as I say, I'd really give anything for a good cup run.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll happen. Hopefully the first step to another Wembley appearance will be on us after Sunday's game. So, yeah, listen, great to talk to you, lads. And as I say, we'll meet again next week to dissect the cup game. All right. Good talking to you.
All right, Tony.
See you. Good luck.
See you, guys.
Bye. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again next week for some more interesting stories from fans and from former players. Until then, I wish you the best for the next week. And you can follow us on IrishWolves.org on our website or on Irish Wolves on Facebook. Thanks. See you next week.